Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Peace.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Good afternoon and welcome to Peace Talks on Life Conversations Radio. This is your host, Audrey Scott Williams. I want to thank Tony Sheena and Makua Ray for doing all the things that are necessary in the background on the switchboard and the chat room and making sure we're all online and just the right time. So thank you guys for being there and for your love and support. I am have an opportunity today to talk with a dear friend of mine, Edith Billups, who we've been in and out of each other's lives for a long time on our various paths. Certainly enjoyed her support in our walk around the world. And we're going to have three callers on today, so we're going to have to make sure that we are mindful of background noises and everything. We're going to have Edith, and she's going to introduce us to biogenesis. I was reading the website, and I was really caught by just the very first paragraph when I went under what is biogenesis, and it said biogenesis is the birth of creation. I was like, wow, that's pretty powerful, just that statement alone. And so I'm excited to find out from Edith what she's doing in relationship with biogenesis. And then we have Ginger Bowles and Tara Sinar as well. So, Edith, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me, Audrey?
I sure can. So why don't we start out with you giving us a sense of what biogenesis is, and then the three of you can just tell us all the great things that are happening and see how our listening audience can find out more and get involved.
Well, Audrey, biogenesis is a technology that uses spiritual energy to offer many physical and emotional benefits, which assist in restoring harmony in one's body, one's life, and one's home. I got introduced to this incredible work about 3 months ago, and I'll tell you, it has absolutely changed my life. What was very interesting to me was to hear that this energy was on the planet for millions of years, and people actually used it in Atlantis. But when Atlantis sank, the knowledge of how to work with this energy was lost. And in the 1990s, an ascended master brought this knowledge back to the planet for the benefit of humanity, and it's absolutely changing people's lives.
Mm-hmm. And so with the technology, let's tell people where the website is in case they want to look at it while we're doing the show today. So which site would you have our listening audience go to be along with us as we're doing the show today?
They can go to www.biogenesisglobal.com. That's biogenesis, and that's GENESIS Global.com.
Okay. So now, and the only reason I say that is because it was one thing to hear a conversation about biogenesis, but when I had an opportunity after talking with you to actually look at the various the technology itself and the various instruments, I was like, you know, you get a feeling just from looking at them. And I don't know if you've had other people say that, but I wanted to say that as well.
Well, there are various glass tubes that have an energy in them. And I'll tell you, Audrey, I can tell you my own experience. I got a gum infection several months ago. I went to three different dentists who all told me that I either had to get a root canal or to get the tooth pulled. And I had a root canal done many years ago, and that is one thing that I would never recommend to anybody. And the tooth was right in the front, so I'm too vain to walk around with a tooth missing. So I said, I'm not going to go that route. And so I said, I'm going to, and you know, and when people tell me that, you know, there's no other options, and that really gets, you know, me interested in looking at something different. So I went on a 15-day juice fast, and I used a tool called a bio-oscillator. It's a tool that I was actually able to point it at the tooth and just send some energy there, and I'll tell you, I absolutely healed the gum infection. And what makes me so excited about this work is that, you know, you and I have talked so many times about the work that I do traveling the world with a spiritual community doing work for the healing of Mother Earth. So I'm very comfortable, with doing prayers and ceremony for the healing of the earth, you know, through a ceremony at the water or doing a Native American dance for peace. And so I'm very comfortable with ceremony and ritual and with healing the earth. But with this tool, this bio-oscillator, you can use that same tool which gets rid of toxins. I can go down to the Anacostia River, which I've done, and point that tool at the Anacostia River and actually work with getting rid of the toxins in the water. So that's why I'm so excited, because it's like this is another, a vehicle that has come to me to carry out the work that I've been doing for the past several years. But I'm going to let Ginger jump in, because Ginger can tell you how Biogenesis, came back, this energy, the knowledge of it came back. So Ginger, do you want to jump in and she can give you a real, background about that?
Okay, Ginger,
sure.
Welcome to Peace Talk.
Hello, everyone. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you just fine.
Okay, great. Well, first I want to speak to something that Edith said and the question that was posed, and I'm sorry, is it Audrey? Do I have the name right?
Uh-huh. Yes, you sure
the
do.
The host? Okay.
Yes.
That Audrey, you said that you had a feeling when you saw the tool. It was a comment that you made, and then you posed a question, do other people have this sort of a feeling? I want to address that first, and that is that it has been very common that people will see the tools for the first time and sometimes will just burst out crying or get chills over their body or say, I've had a dream about these, or I've worked with these before, or why are these familiar to me? And so that is in response to the statement or question that you made earlier, Audrey. And so I wanted to say that, yes, there is quite a familiarity around the work, the energy, and the tools of Biogenesis, even though they've only been back on the planet again for 14 years since the days of Atlantis. Now, first of all, does that answer or speak to your statement that you made, Audrey?
Absolutely, Ginger. I just wanted to know whether I was, I tend to be quite sensitive to things, and I didn't know if it was the aesthetic aspect of it, but I felt something much more deeper than that. And so I was just curious as to whether or not that was something others have expressed or whether I was having my own personal experience. So thank you with that.
Yes. You're welcome. And then, Edith, I have forgotten the question that you wanted me to speak to or...
Well,
can you
talk about the Ascended Master Lantos, who brought this knowledge back to the planet in the 1990s? Because that's a great story.
Okay, well, I'll be happy to speak about that. I think our listening audience is likely very familiar with the fact that there are great beings of light who have come to the planet at this time or have been around forever assisting humanity. And Ascended Masters, there are a number of them. This one is Master Lantos. And he, I don't know all of his functions or his jobs for humanity, but I do know that he is the one that has been in constant communication with Cindy, the one who gets the information for Biogenesis. Cindy is not a channeler. She does not channel the information. She doesn't have the ability to channel. She has always been able to see the angelic realm energies, the beings of light. She rarely sees the beings that are not of the light. For whatever reason, I think she's probably grateful that she doesn't see the dark and the negative energies. She has that ability, but that's not what I've heard her reporting on. And my connection with Cindy, I'll just give you a little brief background so we can bring it into give context, and that is that who we have in common in our life was a very great healer named Hannah Kroger. And Hannah Kroeger was an amazing, authentic healer from Germany, moved to this country back decades ago, and passed away in 1998. She was a master herbalist. She was a metaphysician. She was a nurse. She was a naturopathic physician in Germany. She was many, many things and a great leader and teacher to many hundreds of thousands of people. Well, Cindy Demaray was a young child at the time of this particular story, and she and her family were raised around Hannah and Hannah's family and children, grandchildren. And so the actual story begins when Hannah was a minister. She started her own little chapel, basically, and invited the Demaray family to join them so that she could raise her grandchildren with the truth teachings. And she had shopped around and couldn't really find a place to go to church because she could see, sense, and feel the truth and et cetera. Now, her teacher, Hannah's teacher, was a great Native American named Dr. Durrell. Anyway, so Hannah was giving, they developed this little chapel. It was a little chicken coop. They kicked the chickens out, and every Sunday morning, just a little handful of them would go to chapel. And Hannah was the minister. Well, one Sunday morning, Hannah finished saying whatever it was that she was going to say. She said, "That's all I have to say." And she sat down, and right about then, a very tall man walked in the little chapel, chicken coop chapel. Now, this is in Boulder, Colorado, out in the country. It's very remote. Nobody knew they were having this service. Anyway, he was dressed in long, flowing robes and white robes and had a bishop's hat. He went around, and all of the children saw him. All of the adults saw him. They weren't seeing him inside their head. They were actually seeing a physical being. And he went around, and he told all the people there what gift of the Holy Spirit they had come this lifetime to share with humanity. He told the young child, Cindy, the young girl, that she would bring great light to the planet. That's where the biogenesis comes in. We didn't have a name for it until 30-something years later, but that she would bring great light to the planet. And basically, he walked out of the chapel. Everybody walked out after him. He went up to Cindy's mother and said to her, "Believe your daughter when she tells you that she sees things because she's got great vision." And her mother said, "I do believe her, because even as a little child, she could see the nature, spirits, fairies, and things like that, angels." And then he disappeared, and all the children went running, looking behind trees and everywhere to see if they could find the man. Maybe he was hiding, and he had disappeared. And there was not a car, and there was, you know, he disappeared. Well, we fast forward some 30 years later, and Cindy's a married woman with two children living in Hawaii, and she's traveled the world going, even as a young adult, going to cathedrals all over the world, etc. She's having all kinds of extraordinary experiences, but having a very private life and keeping it to herself, sharing it with her family. But anyway, this one particular day, she's at her bedroom in Hawaii, and a man appears at the end of her bed, again in long flowing robes, this time jeweled, and the big hat, and he says, "You know who I am." And she said she didn't really know who he was, but I don't think it was the same being. I really don't know, as a matter of fact. But anyway, he says to her, very third-dimensional reality conversation, he says, "You might want to get a piece of paper and a pencil." So she had to leave the room, came back, thought he would be gone, but he was still there, and he proceeded to give them the name of a physician for a friend of theirs who had just been in a serious car accident. And he gave the telephone number. Well, this all checked out to be real, and he disappeared. But then he came time after time, day after day, and eventually gave the information for bringing the biogenesis energy back on the planet at this time. And he started to give her all the dimensions for building a biogenesis training device, where all these glass tools go in for very precise timing, in, out, in, out, in, out, so that they can hold the biogenesis energy. The tools themselves are made out of the finest glass in the world, and it's borsilicate glass made by the glassmakers in Germany. And they're all handmade, and they are exquisite. Their shapes and their colors have a direct biogenesis energy for the function that it was intended. So, for example, that bio-oscillator that Edith spoke about, and I hope I'm still, are we still there, or am I talking to myself?
Yeah, you can hear, you got us all captioned.
You know how sometimes you're just talking, but you drop the call and you don't know it.
Right,
so just
right,
to make
right.
sure I wasn't at that place. Anyway, so the tool, the bio-oscillator that you were talking about, I was going to do my doctoral dissertation and research on that particular tool because of its ability to detoxify and ease the negative effects of a toxin, even if the toxin itself wasn't removed. Now, as it turned out, I was supposed to do my research on Hannah Croker's work, and that is what I ended up doing, and yet I still have the research project designed for using the bio-oscillator. I wanted to demonstrate that I could reduce the half-life of radioactive thorium with the use of the bio-oscillator. The only problem was by the time I actually went to do the research, I had been told by a professor at Stanford, Dr. Bill Tiller, that I could use camping lantern mantles had radioactivity that we could measure. And by the time I went to do the research, they had taken those radioactive camping lantern mantles off the market. And so I wasn't able to do it. I do have some connections now with someone who I will have to go into, of course, into these labs and facilities with radioactivity to do the research. But that's how much I believed that I could demonstrate that we could reduce the half-life of radioactive thorium. And if we can reduce the half-life of radioactive anything by pointing a piece of glass that has energy in it and saying some words, imagine if that's true, then we can also understand that the cleaning up of the planet will not happen chemical by chemical, landfill by landfill, but rather on an energy level. And that's the impact of these tools and tools like this, is that the ability, the possibility of doing all of this on an energy level. And that's what we're seeing. And Edith, I'm sure that's what you experienced with your tool, is that
absolutely.
It occurred on an energy level. So.
Absolutely. And if we can let Paris too jump in. Paris Stu and I are going to actually be hosting a two-day free seminar July the 30th and 31st in Rockville, Maryland, where people can come and learn about the tools, and they can, the participants will actually have a session done on them each day because the participants will work on each other. But when I learned about biogenesis and I asked, I said, you know, is there a person in the area that works with these tools, because I want to be able to, you know, talk with them. And I called Paris too, and we met, and she made me even more excited because she's been involved in the work since, I think, 2007. And she said a phrase to me, it just stuck with me. She said, Edith, you know, when I work with biogenesis, you know, things don't stick to me. And I was like, now that's what I'm talking about. Pastor, can you jump in and talk a little about your experience?
Yeah, sure. Hi, Audrey.
Hi, how are you? Welcome
I'm
to Beef
good.
Talk.
So I met Edith, and we were chatting, and she was asking me what biogenesis has done for me, and I knew about the tools since 2006-2007. I first went to a seminar, I think around then, and on the second day, I felt like I was ready to lift off, and I had to go outside and hold on to a tree because it was just so powerful, and I wasn't used to feeling anything like that before. And that just kind of made me stand up and pay attention that this was, you know, this was real. And every time I would hold on to any of the tools, I could feel them, you know. And they each feel differently, you know. They each have a different feel and vibration and frequency to them. So anyway, that started me seriously on this biogenesis path. And there's an acceleration program that's held in Hannah Kroger's retreat, and it's a chair program. And I think, correct me if I'm wrong, Ginger, but a lot of people were asking after they would find out about the Genesis device. They wanted to climb in the Genesis device themselves and kind of become the tool. And so the chair kind of does that. It's a chair that's in Hannah's retreat where the chicken coop used to be. And so you go to the retreat and you work on each other for 3 days in order to prepare yourselves to receive this Genesis energy. And then you sit on the chair for half an hour, and incredible things happen to you. The great beings of light come and, you know, give you what you need to receive from them. So for me was... when I sat on the chair, it was like a tsunami of love. I was just showered with unbelievable amounts of love that doesn't exist here. I mean, to the point that I just broke down and started sobbing hysterically. And then I was telling myself that I don't deserve this. Why are you giving this to me? And then I was very calm afterwards, and I went into this very peaceful and tranquil state, and it was just incredible. So, needless to say, after that, I was all there. And I noticed that after I came back from the chair that I had a lot more space around me, that I wasn't magnetizing the stuff of the world to me all the time. And, you know, they talk about harmony. Biogenesis talks a lot about harmony, and it's a very pretty, beautiful word, and it's very abstract, and everybody talks about harmony, but what does it really mean? You know, it's one thing to talk about it, and another thing to really experience what it means. So for me, what harmony means is what I was trying to explain to Edith, that things are just happening with a lot more ease. I mean, I still have my moments, and I still go through some difficulties here and there, but the majority of the time that I'm living, there's just this ease about life that I used to not have. I mean, not even close. And that's huge. I mean, that and this feeling of happiness, this quiet internal peace that you start having with yourself, is huge and immeasurable. I mean, yeah, the tools, they work on you physically, you know, and it's all wow and stuff, but it's a lot more than that. It's everything. It's wholeness, and Lantos calls it fullness, and I'm starting to really grasp what he means by fullness. And so that's a little bit about my experience.
Well, great. What I would like to do here, let's take a moment. We need to take a break and do our identification. We'll listen to a song. And then I want to come back, and I want to revisit a couple of things. Ginger, I want to talk about just kind of zone in a little bit on radioactivity. And the reason why I think that's common, I'm sitting here in Ohio on Lake Erie, and across the lake, directly in front of me is a nuclear power plant. So of course, radioactivity that is strong on my mind. And then, Parastu, I want to talk a little bit about the chair again. I want to go back to that for a moment, and then Edith, I want to touch on some healing pieces with you, and then I want to close out perhaps the second half talking about
healing the world. You know that I'm a peace walker. I've walked around the world on 6 continents. We're in the midst of just 4 months to go on a current peace walk. And much of what we do is healing the heart of America on this particular walk, and that includes the environment and the waters of our planet. So is everybody on board for the second half?
Sure.
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, great. Well, let's take a moment. You're listening to Peace Talks on Life Conversations Radio. I'm going to turn it over to Kelsey and McClure.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life,
giving a voice back to the giving a voice back to the community, 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 to the community.
Let there be peace in my mind. Let there be peace in the
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Welcome back to Peace Talks on Life Conversations Radio with your host, Audrey Scott Williams. Want to apologize to our listening audience. We're having a little bit of problem with some of our technical things, but nevertheless, nothing can stop the show. The show will go on as this level of information is so important to our community. Had a couple of people in the chat room. Let me ask a couple of questions to our guests. One person in the chat room is from the Bay Area and wants to know if massage practitioners in the Bay Area are using the tools, or do you know of massage practitioners who are using the Genesis tool, Biogenesis tools in the Bay Area? Can anybody answer that?
Audrey, this is Ginger.
Yes. Yes,
We have practitioners and lay people around the world using the tools. I'm sure we have some in the Bay Area. I don't think we have a major concentration there, but I'm sure that we do have some. And I'm driving, so I'm not in front of my computer to tell them, but they can contact our office if they're looking for someone to maybe see the tools. They can contact the Biogenesis office, and I could give the number if that'd be all right, or they could get it from the website.
Please, that's our second question. Another caller says they've been trying to reach someone at Biogenesis and wanted to know if they could get a number that would be most effective for them. So please, give us the number.
It's a toll-free number, and 1-888-722-2213. Again, that's 888-722-2213. And if they leave a the lines have been very busy lately, and so if they leave a message, someone will return the call.
Can I just add to that a little bit?
Yes.
Sure.
Okay. Two things. If you're a massage therapist, Biogenesis has a circle of wheels. There's 27 of them, and one of the things you can do is to just circle your massage table with the circle of wheels, and what that does is it's recreating the great celestial sphere on Earth. So whatever it is that you're doing becomes more effective. Like right now, I'm sitting in a circle of wheels talking to you guys. So that's one of the things you can do. The other thing, you can incorporate these tools throughout your massage, either at the beginning, middle, or end. There's the wand of Genesis that you can have them hold on to at the end of the massage. It's just a beautiful, peaceful tool that they can hold on to. Also, the Genesis, Biogenesis treatment sessions can be done long distantly. It's not a local, it's a non-local kind of thing, so you can be just as effective from a distance. You just need somebody's picture or, a representation of them in a drawing or even their name, and that's equally effective. And in fact, I've had kind of amazing results long distantly working on people. So those are two things.
Okay, great. And I want to also, we had another caller, Davetta, wanted to know about the song that was playing, Om Shanti. That is a song by Ricky Beyer at Agape in L.A., so you can, I'm sure, purchase her CDs almost anywhere, and certainly online at Agape. So I want to thank you for that. And the song at the top of the hour was Peace Together, Peace, theme song, by Mystic Column and no others, and McCoy Ray, who is one of our co-producers on the show. So please feel free to check the music out online. And again, that's by Mystic Column. Okay, now I wanted to get back to the questions that we left with at the end of the first half hour. First question has to do with radioactivity, and Ginger, you may want to respond to this. I'm sitting across the lake from where I am. I can look at the nuclear power plant and the big, what is that called, nuclear generator, whatever the big thing is that's spewing out smoke. if I were using a biogenesis tool, how would you see the most effective use? Because there, you know, as we've done this walk, we've seen nuclear power plants all over, and I'm sure there's an impact not only on the air but in the water and on people. How would you see the biogenesis tool being an effective tool to use in this environment?
Wow, that's a big question. So let me just say first, and I know I'm preaching to the choir here, but we are stewards of this earth. And so that's for me why it's so powerful right now, how much help we are getting from the higher realms. And with biogenesis, of course we've used the bio-oscillator because it is, one of its intentions is to neutralize the negative effect of toxicity. So we could use that, pointing it to the environment. If the way we would use that particular tool, that's the only one that there is a verbal command that's used. And when we use that on the body, the command is perfection is the natural state, light is triumphant. And then we oscillate it and move it around. When we use it on the environment, we would point to the biggest item in the area. So the nuclear power plant could be it, the capital of a state, if you're in a city and you point it at the capital. But then the command is release the toxins. Let all return to their natural state. Light is triumphant. So having said that, there's a specific tool, but any biogenesis tool in an environment impacts the environment. A lot of people, since don't know where to start with the tools, they're beautiful, but they're also a little pricey. So if one doesn't know where to start with the tools, just having one of the pyramids in your home starts to restore harmony to the environment. But having said that, the most recent tool that we've been given is a pendant that we're all wearing around our necks called the Pendant of Eternal Light. The Pendant of Eternal Light is also associated with our being taught to create things right now, because we've got to be able to create things, you know, zap. We need something, we've got to create it. We've got to be able to use these energies to create, to continue to heal the planet and the people of the planet. So in a recent message, a recent dialogue, which there are every Wednesday night, and these are archived on our website under the audio messages, but in a recent message, Lantos said that this was the tool, the Pendant of Eternal Light, that would most impact the environment and to remove the negative impressions in the environment. So I say the more people that have Pendant of Eternal Light we're wearing around our neck or hanging it from a ceiling or something, the more we can have that. It would be wonderful if somebody wanting to do some philanthropy work wanted to buy Pendants of Eternal Light, and as you walk around the planet, you could just get, Audrey, you could just give them to people.
Give them out, huh?
I mean, that would be, because they're lightweight, it would be lovely.
Ginger, do you want to talk about the map work maybe?
Okay, hold on one second. Let me ask a question. I'm on the website and I don't see that, but what I do see is the Shield of Genesis. Is that the same thing?
It's not. The shield is for protection. Very important.
Okay.
I wear both of those. But on the right side, on the home page, there is a little picture of the Pendant of Eternal Light. It's a little spiral.
Okay.
I'm not looking at my computer right now, but it is.
Right.
And there are many audio dialogues about both shield and Pendant of Eternal Light and all the tools.
Okay. So let's, Paris, do. I think you had a question or a comment.
Oh, I just wanted to, Ginger, to maybe talk about the map as well, you know, like using map work with the environment.
Well, again,
yeah,
Paris,
I was thinking about that, how you can take, because when you get a kit, they actually send you a map of the world, and you can take the one of the pyramids, sit it on Japan, for instance, the pyramid, and then work with the bio-oscillator to actually work with the radiation that's going on in Japan. So, yeah, I wanted her to talk about that as well.
Okay, well, we'll just go back to, and again, I love speaking to an audience like this because it's because there is an understanding for the fact that we are stewards of the earth, and that's not a stretch for anybody. This group knows that that's the case. And the other thing that all, you know, in God's world, all things are possible, and that we need to take action. This is the time for action. This is the time Lantos talks about as the great transformation. It's an amazing, powerful time to be alive on this planet, and there's a lot of work to be done. And so some of the work that Hannah originally taught us to do was the working on the map. Now, this is translated into many healing modalities, and Biogenesis also uses that, and that is that a photograph or a map or even a person's name holds the vibration and the energy of that which it represents. And so we can use a map and work on, if there's a drought in a certain area, say, you know, Louisiana, and we need water, then you could put a glass of water on the map, and the idea is like energy attracts like energy. Well, with the Biogenesis tools, each of them having very specific functions, it is a typical thing that we will work on any and all of world situations with the appropriate tools or wheels or sets of wheels or whatever when there is a natural disaster or we are concerned that a natural disaster is coming. Of course, we'd like to not have it happen, so we'd like to do it before it happens. And there have been instances where it was predicted. And, for example, one of the recent, about four months ago, something like that, there was supposed to be a tsunami in Hawaii. And that's where Cindy lives now. There's a seat of eternal light in Honolulu. And the tsunami was coming. They were all being evacuated and everything. Cindy's family was being evacuated because they live right on the water. And Lantos came and told Cindy to take the bell of Genesis and ring it around the property. And so instead of jumping right in the car, she did end up getting in the car, but she rang the bell of Genesis all around the property. And then, no tsunami happened. It disappeared. It went off the map. And my niece and my sister and her family were all in Honolulu at the time. So we know that it wasn't just a story.
Right.
All of them were evacuated, and that tsunami just went away. So was it a meaningless coincidence, or there is no such thing, I know?
No.
Or was the work that powerful? And in my book, the work is that powerful, and we have to do it. And map work is a way that you can do it in the privacy of your own home or office, affecting the energy field of the world.
Absolutely, Ginger. And I wanted to just say here that, we encourage everyone to connect with the power of their own intentionality and their own capacity to raise the vibration within. And so to target that to different places. And so as I'm hearing now that there are also various kinds of tools that can be used, whether we're talking about the concept of homotherapy or we're talking about biogenesis, we have to connect with that which is calling us forward. And it's really about as stewards on the planet now, directing that intention into the places. We walked across six continents, and of course that had an impact. And then coming back home, we saw the things that we saw, and we said we need to do one more walk right here in America. And as we've walked now nearly 50 cities around the country, we started in October and we'll end this November, there are many, many places right here at home that I tell you I had to wipe my eyes in terms of some of the things that I saw that are happening. And whether it's in some of our inner cities or whether it's on the Pine Ridge Reservation and other places, I would love to see biogenesis practitioners targeting some of these spots, and I'll certainly be willing to share, and then, perhaps I can join in on that as we go forward and put our energies together to affect shifts, even right here in America. And I only say that because sometimes we think of things outside
of the country, but some of the things that we've seen and what people are going through, we really need to do some concentrated energy in healing.
Right.
Right here. Yeah, in some of our communities. We have, this just came to me as I was saying that. One of the things that we've been doing as we walk is planting what we call towers of power, and these are peace poles that we carve. Each member puts their energy into it, and we embed crystals in a certain matrix. And I was thinking, wow, how powerful it would be. Our full vision of it is that these peace poles form a peace trail around the country, and they actually form a greater matrix so that those communities that are well and have so much powerful energy, and those that are really struggling, that this matrix can lift us all up to a higher space. And all of a sudden, I got an idea about biogenesis, so we'll have to see how that unfolds.
Well,
can I say
something about that, Audrey? One of the effects of the chair is that once you sit on the chair, you have the light of Genesis within you, and nothing and no one can take that away from you. And everywhere you walk on the earth, you leave a little bit of that behind. So, I mean, that might be a perfect thing for you to do since you do a lot of walking.
Yeah.
The other thing I wanted to say about the tools that's really important and doesn't exist anywhere else is that the tools do not take on the negativity of the world. There's no cleaning them. There's no putting them out in the sunlight and moonlight and that you have to do with crystals, because they are light. It's not, they don't absorb anything. And that to me is huge, you know, because everything that comes down here takes on some of the stuff of the earth, except for these things, because they're light. It's light. It's the light that shines. You know, so those are those two things I just had to say, because they're very important things too.
And I just wanted to say, Audrey, when you said, you know, when you said the word intention, when one undergoes a biogenesis session, the person makes an intention with the person that's having the work done on them, makes an intention with the person that's doing the work. So and so the power of one's own word, whether you want to bring happiness into your life, whether or not you want to heal a rash, if you want to work with fibromyalgia, I mean, when a person comes to a 2-day seminar, they get this incredible book, and the book is so user friendly. It breaks it down into mental, physical, spiritual, emotional. You simply go through those particular categories. So whether you're dealing with depression, or whether you're dealing with cancer, or whatever the issue is, you simply go to one of those categories, and you go right there in the book, and it tells you which one of the tools that you work with to work with that particular issue. And I'll tell you, you know, I'm a longtime journalist. I do media relations work. And I never thought, and as I said again, I'm very comfortable with doing ceremony with the healing of the earth. You know, that's something I've been comfortable with. But I never thought I would, you know, be healing myself or working on other people to heal them. And yet when I, I've been giving people sessions, people say they feel better. And when I think about it, Audrey, you know, it's in my bloodline. My grandmother was an incredible healer. My grandmother lived in Georgia, and she was one of two women in that area in Georgia who could talk the fire out of people. And when I saw it, I mean, I was like 5 years old, and when it happened, it was like there was an explosion at the house next door, and my little cousin, 5 years old, got engulfed in flames, and they rushed him to my grandmother's house, and she went into her bedroom for 2 days with him, and closed the door, and we kept saying, what is Grandma doing? And they were saying, she's talking the fire out of him. And we were like, talking the fire out of him? Well, I'll tell you, when we saw that boy a week later, he did not have one mark on him. And at first, I was a little scared of my grandmother at first, because I was like, oh, my God, my grandmother's a witch. And then later on, when I had the sense to, when I'm an adult, I realized that my grandmother was a great healer. And yet we all have that ability to heal. You know, and that's one thing that you confirm. You make an affirmation when you do a session, and that you the person makes the intention, whatever they want to work with, they make the intention, and so they empower themselves to, you know, to actually to heal themselves.
Can we also plug our seminar, because we didn't even talk about that?
Okay.
Go ahead, Paris. Do.
Let me jump
there's
in.
There's a free biogenesis seminar that's coming up at the end of July, July 30th and 31st in Rockville, Maryland, and we'd like to invite anybody who lives in this area to please come, because that's the basis. It's the foundation for everything, all the other biogenesis programs that are out there. You know, you need to know how to use the tools before you go to the chair, or, you know, when you do the creating. So it's very important, and it's David does an incredible job. He's been teaching the seminar for 12 years, and it's free. It's something that the Demarais want to offer to the world for free, and it's just a beautiful, beautiful thing. So we'd like to invite you guys, whoever's listening who's in this area, to come and join us in Rockville, Maryland.
Sure. What I need to do here, unfortunately, we're coming to the end of our time together. I want to thank each of you, Edith, Ginger, and Paristu, for bringing biogenesis to our awareness, and you've really, really just set such a high vibration. I think anyone listening to the show is captivated by it. I want to just remind our audience, you're listening to Peace Talks on Life Conversations Radio. You can tune in every Friday at 12 noon. On August 5th, we will be interviewing Hank Wesselman, and we'll be talking about his Bowl of Light book, his new book. So if you have an opportunity to get that book and be prepared for that conversation on August 5th, I'm certainly excited about it. I want to remind those friends and supporters of Leonard Peltier that go to the website, AudreyScottWilliams.com. You can go to my blog. There's information about how we can continue to support Leonard and help to see him free. After 36 years of imprisonment, it's time for us to help our brother be free. I want to use all you biogenesis practitioners, shine some light on Leonard, who is having some challenges right now in the penitentiary, but there's information how you can help. Also, I wanted to remind, with Peace by Peace, go to 13moonwalkforpeace.com. You'll see our new release, Far Better Path. It's there. You can get a hold of, you can download that music, and Peace Together Peace is a part of that. Thank you so much. You've been
listening. Audrey, can we just give you two numbers? My number is 323-715-7816 if people want to register. That's 323-715-7816. And Paris, do you want to give your number?
Oh, my number is 202-413-1692, and my email address is pnasr@yahoo.com.
Okay, well, thank you so much. And for all
thank
you,
Audrey.
You're welcome, Edith. You take care, and anytime.
Thank you.
Have a conversation on Peace Talks on Life Conversations Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you.